At Busiest, we love to feature South Africans who turn local grit into international leadership. And Bruce Owen is one of them. He is president of Equinix EMEA, overseeing digital infrastructure. Equinix is the world's largest digital infrastructure company. Its data centers are where the internet lives. Well, Bruce is joining us to unpack what that means. Well, Bruce Owen from Equinix, thanks so much for joining us today. So how did it start? How did a South African become the president of EMEA of Equinix?
Well, hi, Linda. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a winding journey. I think, like a lot of South Africans, I finished university and decided I wanted to go backpacking. So I became a chartered accountant. And I left South Africa, went to go travel for what I thought would be 1 year. I worked for someone who gave me a 6-month opportunity in a finance team. I worked 6 months, I backpacked 6 months. And on my way back to South Africa, she called and said, hey, I've got another assignment for you. And so my wife and I ended up staying in London for a period of time. And she ended up calling me after a few years and say, I'm at this company called Equinix, and I had no idea what it was. Do you want to join it? And I've been with the company for 16 years now and there, and had a variety of different roles and opportunities in the company, and now lead the Europe, Middle East and Africa for us.
So where did it start? In Johannesburg?
Yeah, I grew up in Joburg. I went to King Edwards, and after that I studied at RAU, now UJ. And then I began my article in Johannesburg. I met my wife. She was at Sandown High. And we decided just to go and explore the world for a little while and return home. And we're still exploring the world.
And were you always interested in the digital landscape?
You know, I wasn't. I didn't know much about it. When I got into data centers, in fact, I came out of working for a media and advertising agency. And so when I joined Equinix, I learned very quickly. I was in the finance team, but I quickly grew this passion for it because I realized the power of what digital infrastructure does, in that absolutely everything that we do that is, that's digital, it resides physically within a building somewhere. And I could see the opportunity that the world was moving digital. And if I sat within that space, I would have a role to play in shaping the digital landscape. And that was incredibly exciting. So I think, like most people 16 years ago, didn't know what a data center was. I was the same. And now I'm steeped in it daily and really enjoy the journey.
Well, you clearly tell us that us who did media, we went the wrong way. So who were your mentors? Were there any people that helped you on this path?
Well, there's so many. You know, I believe in that saying around iron sharpens iron. And I think I was very fortunate to grow up in a very loving and encouraging household. I had the school I went to, I think, gave me an amazing foundation. And I met a lot of great friends there that I wanted to be like, and same at university and then in the workplace. So over my career, I've just tried to be around people that are smarter and better than me, which is not difficult. And through that, you just become a little better and sharper yourself. So I'd say it's a host of mentors. And then at Equinix itself, you know, Equinix is now a Fortune 500 company. We operated 270 data centers in 36 countries. And over that time, I was fortunate to work for three different CEOs at three different stages of our growth. And I took a little bit from each of them in terms of how to lead through different stages of a company's evolution. So I was very fortunate in that regard.
Did you bring any unique trace of a South African to your career?
Probably. You know, it's hard not to stereotype, but I think some of the elements that I think about with South Africa is there's a grittiness, a grit and a determination to succeed. I think I've carried that with me. I think there's also this desire to problem solve, and no problem is too big. And that largely comes from a healthy perspective. Like I feel in South Africa, we have all seen and experienced things that are atypical. And the combination of that is typically a winning formula. And so I think I try and apply that in my work daily.
Well, data centers, well, power-hungry data centers, it's all the discussion everywhere now.
Yeah.
So how do you see how do you envision the future of data centers? You know, what direction are you going into?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's no doubt that data centers consume a lot of energy. But if you look at every stage of dramatic evolution of society and economies, it's been underpinned by access to power. And whether that's fire at the very start of humanity to coal and steam to now where we sit, to the advent of electricity, I think AI truly has the ability to change the course of human history, but it requires access to power. So there's a race right now within every single nation to have the power necessary to fuel data center growth, because it underpins economic growth. And so what that leads to is thinking about the integration of data centers into the fabric of city design and into the fabric of our society. And so I spend a lot of my time with various governments around the world helping think through what does an integrated strategy look like for data centers integrated into the fabric of what we have, like critical national infrastructure, in the same way you would have schools or hospitals. Data centers are just core to the fabric. And so I think that's what the future looks like, is a much more integrated way of thinking about digital infrastructure as a part of our daily existence.
Well, you're also head of Africa for Equinix. So how does Africa meet this demand for data centers?
Yeah. I mean, the one really good thing about Africa is that necessity is the mother of invention. And so we've seen a lot of innovation coming out of Africa because of the scarcity and reliability of access to power. And so you see a lot of innovation around alternative forms of energy, like on-site power generation or wind or solar or other forms. And so I think that, one, it's really inspiring to see the depth of talent in Africa. For me, you know, I'm very optimistic about Africa and its and the potential there because of just the sheer volume of the population and the depth of talent and the limited access right now to connectivity. And so as you bring connectivity and access into a continent which is lagged behind the other continents, I think the potential is enormous. At Equinix, we have 10,000 customers. We typically build where they want us to go. And if you think about those 10,000 customers, it's a majority of the Fortune 500. So the biggest companies you can imagine are our customers. And it's encouraging that they're wanting to be in Africa. So we have a presence in West Africa. And just recently with a new build in Johannesburg, and we're confident about our ability to build and scale there over the coming decade, which is exciting. And as a proud South African, I want nothing more to bring connectivity and digital infrastructure into the continent.
So, well, yeah, let's talk a bit about South Africa and data centers and how we're going to power them. So, are there unique challenges for South Africa in particular?
Yeah, well, South Africa, you know, if you look at the history of the last few years around rolling blackouts, data centers need to stay up 24/7. And so we guarantee to our customers that we have five nines of uptime, which means 99.999% of the time, the data center is running. And so what happens is if there is a power cut, we move onto a secondary power feed. And if that cuts, we move to battery and generator backup. And so you've got to really build resilience into data centers, because if emergency services are dependent on it, or banking or education or anything that we do daily, we can't tolerate an outage. And so South Africa is unique in the fact that, you know, it suffered more from a breakdown of electrical infrastructure. But I've actually really starting to see that change. And the investment is different. It is a different level of governance over it. And so I'm feeling more optimistic about the future of the electrical grid in South Africa. But these bets that we take are not 2 to 3 year bets. We are building for the next 25 years. And so I think the longer term trajectory in South Africa and other African nations is actually encouraging.
And so what kind of source do you think this power is going to come from? Well, for everybody, but also for Africa in particular, does nuclear play a role?
Yeah. So, you know, the way we think about it, if I look at our global footprint, we're, you know, have made a commitment to be at 100% renewable energy by 2030 and are at 96%. We typically do that through trying to get clean energy off of the grid. So whether that's wind or solar, and then we will make up the difference through high quality power purchase agreements. In South Africa, it's heavily dependent on coal. And so I think we've got to, over time, migrate off of our dependence on coal. And nuclear, in my view, needs to be an important part of that equation. And so I would imagine a future that is a combination of nuclear and wind and solar, because it really is an equation that we globally have to solve, especially when you look at the demand for electricity over the coming decade.
And I watched you on CNN where you were going through one of your data centers, and it seems all very secretive about what it is security.
So whether that's wind or. Yeah. So it's less about secretive and more about security. If you think about the workloads or the applications that are running in our facilities, it is the most trusted workloads that are digital. Every nation will be placing their workloads with us. Most companies will have their workloads with us, and therefore you want to really protect those assets. And our logo is actually a fortress, because we take great pride in being the fortress where companies and governments can place their most critical infrastructure. And so yes, you need five layers of security before you get anywhere near a piece of IT equipment. And it's constantly evaluated and scrutinized. And so we take security very, very seriously.
So how do you keep on inventing? Because that seems to be, you've got to be on the front foot.
Yeah. Well, we have, you know, 14,000 people in our workforce and incredible talent, you know, and I get to come in every day and work with this group of people. But our customers are expecting us to evolve really quickly. So you see the level of innovation happening real time. Like you have to run data centers far more efficiently than you used to run them. Historically, you could just have a building and have some computers in it. They're now purpose-built and AI ready. We have different forms of cooling because of really being able to manage the efficiency of how we consume energy. You have technologies that actually have liquid cooling, so you are applying liquid directly onto the computer chip in order to cool it. And so those are some of the things that are taking place in the industry. And as the leader in this, we see it as our responsibility to be innovating in a way that shapes the future of the digital world.
So what are your aspirations for Equinix? Where do you want to go in the future?
Yeah, well, we've been in business 27 years. And over that time, I'd say, we've built up a footprint over these 270 data centers. And our commitment right now to our customers is to double that footprint in the next 5 years. And so that's the ambition. So we will do in the next 5 years what we've taken 27 years to do. And we will continue to be the most trusted place to place your digital assets and run your applications and your workloads in an environment that is safe and highly interconnected.
So if there's some South African kid who tells his mom, I want to pack my bag, I want to go and tour Europe, and she says, nah, don't waste your life. I can say, no, look what happened to Bruce Owen. He went on backpacking, and now look, he's like the president of EMEA of Equinix.
Well, thank you. I had no idea that this would happen this way. And so I feel incredibly thankful. And I think I would have been that little kid that would have loved to have heard that, because it took me a long time to gain the confidence in myself that, you know what, we can achieve great things. And it doesn't matter where you come from or what your background is. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Well, Bruce Owen, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate speaking to you.